Okay, very good. I guess, Tim, I guess everybody's out there busy, so I better get back to my peak of balloons. I got to find out where they all are, and we're tracking 240 of them there today, and a lot of them, we're not getting much information from them. I guess the propagation is not all that well these days, so we're going to get back to the peak of balloons, and we'll see 7-3, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. And we're clear the frequency.
We'll have to watch your QRZ page there and see how you made out with all that today. It'd be interesting how that all turns out in the long run. Anyway, 73 to you as well, and good luck on getting that kite down. CE5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot, we will be clear.
Yeah, very good there, Tim. I tell you, what did come up today, though, is the cross-band repeat portable seems to be having a bit of a challenge. I'm wondering if it's just the rubber ducky antenna that's giving me the grief. I'm going to have to look around and see if I can get a better antenna system there for that flight. Any thoughts or suggestions there, Tim? Over. Victor Echo 5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot. Tim, did you get my last question there? Over.
Roger that, I did. I was just trying off my other radio, but I moved my truck and I lost reception there. Now, you know, you're asking the wrong guy for that kind of information. I'm still pretty green on this business, so you won't get much information out of this guy's brain.
Yeah, very good. Very good there, Tim. Well, I appreciate the information anyway. I'd like to keep you in the loop of things there, make things exciting. Best of 73, I better get back to my QRZ page here. One Echo Alpha Car Portable is clear and we'll be standing by.
VE1EP, VA3HLY.
Here's part of the Three Musketeers. Pretty soon we're going to have Fab Four there, Henry. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, Fab Four. Wasn't that the Mod Squad? Remember that show? Where they were pretender or undercover police detectives or something? Yeah. I love the Charger that they drove. The issue with your crossband, two things come to mind, Emil. Make sure your battery is fully charged when you send it up there. And if you're having a problem with signal, you might want to change the antenna to maybe a 17-inch really flexible antenna. That's what I use on my analog 2-meter 440. And believe me, it makes a difference. The stock antenna that comes with these radios are really dummy loads. You might want to consider that, over.
Yeah, very good. I'll have to go on Amazon and see if they can ship me one. This antenna actually is the antenna is the female end on the end, and most of my other antennas are all males. But I'll have to make sure. Yeah, that's a good plan. I think Randy mentioned that to me today there as well. The switch antennas, or maybe just put a long wire. I mean, it's not like it's going to break off if it's attached to the string line.
Yeah, just be careful that you get the right connector, or if you go with the long wire, make sure it's resonant to the frequency that you're going to be using. Remember that if you go with a home-brewed long wire, it has to be dual band, so that could be an issue. Because it's in crossband, it has to receive on 2 meter and retransmit on 440, or the other way around. It'll be doing both, so that antenna has to be designed for both bands. You can't have it just for one, or you will destroy your radio. Over.
Yeah, very well said. No, I understand that. It's probably just better just to order, like you said, a 17-inch width. That'll probably have better coverage. Although I could put it up to 5 watts, but I don't think that's going to make the difference. You know, when you're talking a couple of kilometers and you're a couple of hundred feet up, between 2 and 5 watts, it's not going to make that big of a difference. I think there's only 2 power settings here, so... I think I'll leave it on low, and again, a valid point, I should make sure that it's fully charged before I launch, over.
Yeah, the power setting, keep it on low power because you're going to be using it on crossband, so it's transmitting pretty well all the time. As it receives, it retransmits it on the other band kind of thing, so... You want to keep it on low power. And when I say 17-inch, some antennas are 15, some are a little shorter, some a little longer. I had a 19-inch at one time. They come in various lengths. Anything you get is pretty well better than what comes with the radio. That was my point. And I just want to make a quick... contact with Tim, ZE5TBF. Are you still there, Tim? Over. No, I guess Tim has left the building. Go ahead, Emil, ZHHLY.
Very good, Henry. Well, it looks like we're going to get rain for a couple of days, so it doesn't look like ground zero is going to get much attention. But anyway, I better get to my peak of alone. I came in the room an hour ago, and I still haven't got nothing done. Sent out a few emails, but that's about it. So I better get to it, because the wife's going to be hollering there pretty soon for me to take my meds for the evening. 73, Henry, thanks for the help there today, and we'll keep you posted there for sure. We'll catch you in the morning. One Echo, Papa Portable, we're clear, and maybe on the side.
Okay, Emil. I don't think I did a whole lot, but I know it's always better to have someone on the other end. Okay, Emil, take it easy. Do your picos, and 8 o'clock here, 9 o'clock yours. If I don't see you tonight, if I don't talk to you tonight, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. VK1AT, VA3HY. I'll be QRT and listening. 73. Thank you.